Can you, what was this part that comes down here? Remember what that's called?
That's the fender.
The fender, okay. Anything else on there?
That's getting to be kind of a bygone thing in my life now. So I had a saddle.
Okay.
Okay, tell them about your, what was it you traded the Indians?
Huh?
What the, oh, he traded his pony for a blanket to the Indians.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Could you tell me about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. A Navajo Indian down on the other side of the Colorado River. He'd make Navajo blankets, you know. Navajo blankets. And they'd come up here and trade them for horses. Squaws made the blankets, and the men would come up here and trade them for horses. And I traded a worn out horse I had for Navajo blanket once. Give him a half sack of potatoes to boot.
Okay.
Hey, he used to come over here and have holes and down across the Colorado. Toward the big fork of the Colorado River down here.
Kind of
crossing of the fathers.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
They'd come up here and trade the blankets for horses.
Okay.
Squaws made the blankets, and I don't know what they got out of it.
Well, there, it looks like their husband's got a horse. So. Hey, this is sort of a crude drawing here of a bridle. What are some of the, can you, is that the way it goes, or does it go like that?
Well, that down to the bottom is the bit.
Okay.
And the down coming out from here is the reins. Up there, it goes up around there is the headstall.
Okay. What do you know this piece is right here?
That's the throat latch.
The throat latch. And how about this one here?
That's the brow band.
Okay, and this one?
That's the headstall.
And now, which one did you say was the bit?
The black.
That one there?
That's the bit.
Okay.
That's what you call a curved bit.
Curved bit. Okay, any other parts there that you know the names of?
No, that's about it.
That's about it? Okay, great. More than me. I have ridden a horse once in my life, I want you to know. It scared me to death, so I didn't do it anymore.
Used to be thousands of wild horses run down here on the Arizona Strip.
Oh, really?
Between the Utah border and the Colorado River.
Did you do anything with those? Did you?
We used to catch them all the time. They made good little saddle horses.
Did they?
Okay. I got scared doing it once. I was chasing them in Black Rocks once, and it was pretty rocky and rough. Horse stumbled and keeled over with me.
Okay.
Almost lit on him. He was out there all alone.
That sounds like a very interesting story.
Well, this picture over our piano is one he painted of wild horses, and he can remember each horse he's painted on.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is a very beautiful picture. I've always enjoyed movies.
All gone now. They got rid of all of them. It's just a nuisance, you know. Made all the feed, sheep and cattle needed.
That's true, I can see the problem.
When the government took over the management of the public lands in 1940, the first thing they done was get rid of all the wild horses.
That doesn't sound too good. Have you ever heard of the term go devil?
The what?
Term go devil?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I didn't think that. We have no clue what that one was. Okay, how did you catch these wild horses?
The horses?
Uh-huh. How did you catch them?
Oh, I don't know. They seem to have pretty good...
Well, how did you catch them?
How did you
catch a wild horse?
Oh, how did you catch them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was two ways. You could lasso them with a rope, a hemp rope. And when they had a horn on your saddle, you could twist the rope around. Or you could get them by the tail when they were running and run right past them and give a jerk and throw them over and... You know, do that after they'd been in the water and had a big full stomach of water. And they'd lay down long enough for you to get off and hobble them.
Which way did you prefer to catch them?
I'd rather rope them.
Okay.